Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here we are.
Listeners, for many of you, this will be the first time listening to this podcast, but for us, this is the 54th time we've started recording it.
Both our internets are freaking out.
Everyone's flipping out.
Everyone is running, because everyone's working from home. Everyone's like running their own businesses from like there. I'm living with five people, and we've got people gaming, running lectures. Someone's working for like their big... I don't know where Alice works, to be honest. Like, I don't know what they do. But anyway, it seems like a big office.
It's corporate, right?
It's corporate chic. I've got Brinley watching videos, probably. You know, like, I'm in a podcast. It's like, we are just using the internet at its fullest capacity, and it's not coping.
Do you feel like people are doing too much already? I think there's so much panic around we're going to be in quarantine, we need things to do, that everyone is like, well, I'm doing 100 live stream shows today, I'm doing 7 workouts.
I completely agree. It's like,
oh, like, you can give yourself a couple of days.
Oh my god, give yourself 2 weeks. That one thing I am nervous about is like at the end of like the 4 weeks, if I have produced nothing, like I've got a script and and I'm like, okay.
Everyone else has written a film.
No, I'm just nervous that it's like, at the end of the day, if it's like, you take everything away from me. If you take cafes, restaurants, hangs with friends, meetings. Like, it's just me in my house for 4 weeks, and I still can't write something. Then, like, I have to give up.
Yeah. Do you feel like for me with my comedy festival show, like... I guess I should be like, well, now I've just got more time to write it and I can have a really good show. But for me, I'm like, see you later.
If you think that, you aren't a comedian.
You think you're not funny.
No, you're not funny. You're taking this too seriously. Frankly, you're taking this too seriously.
So what is your, we recapped this in our original podcast, which we started 10 hours ago. What is your...
I've actually forgotten the previous record.
What is your quarantine status? Where are you? Who are you?
And, okay. I am in my house, my flat, which I do not own. I got a lovely email from my landlord today, which is because I live through like a agency. And... Yeah. At the end, it was like, but, you know, we care for you. We're thinking of you. Sign from agent's name, agent's number, agent's address. Like, it didn't give them. It just, they didn't fill it out.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. Are they being helpful? Are they going to give you, like, ease off?
They were like, if you can't pay rent, call us and we'll talk about it, which means we'll kick you out, in my opinion.
Well, they can't. Did you see that update just then? They were like,
oh, great.
You can't evict tenants unless they're like being abusive or something. Like, it's like,
great. Yeah. Good on them.
Fuck, I mean, maybe I was kind of half listening.
Maybe, or were you?
Yeah.
But basically, it's me, my boyfriend, Brinley, my dearest friend, her partner, Adam, who's a good friend, and Alice, a great friend as well. So we're in a house of, our bubble is five. And
nice.
I am working out in the mornings, but I would do that anyway. And I have like a sort of, but I'm not getting up early, you know, like I'm not being too hard on myself. And I've gotten to the craft of felting, which is honestly one of the most successful things I've ever done in my life.
It's really, it seems like very relaxing, but also with a small element of terror that I like.
It's, I don't know what, like, I'm just doing what I've done this before, like, you've seen me felt before.
Yeah. Oh, you felt it.
I felt it. But if you don't know
what... like two letters off felched.
I know, it's, I love so it. Close. That's why I love it. That's why I'm doing it. But it's the only reason. But like honestly, the engagement on my Instagram of people messaging me, it's like I have struck influencer gold. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's like amazing. It's unheard of. Like I've had 100 follows in the past few days. I've had like my messages are at like 100, like over 100 capacity. It's wild. And I don't know what, I literally do not know what it is.
Are people like, and what's the most common thing people are saying? Because I remember the first time I saw you doing it, I was like, what is that?
Most people are like, and this is going to sound crazy, but most people are like, thank you for bringing this content into my life. And like, it's fucking crazy. I'm just keeping myself entertained. So like, I'm not going to let the pressure of, you know, performance get to me, but, I am holding sort of the mental health of most New Zealanders in my small little fingers.
Yeah, you're right up there with Jacinda and Susie Wiles, really kind of holding the country together, but just the belting.
That's it. Like, I expect I'll be in the next spin-off book. I expect, an order of merit. Like, yeah. What's your bubble?
I'm in the beautiful in Kaipara Flats near Warkworth with my boyfriend, his mum, his dad. And that's all. And it's pretty
cute. So your cute joke from previous failed podcasts, you're bubbling with the in-laws.
Yeah. I wonder if that has survived. Yes, we did discuss, you missed some great stuff where we talked about how that could be a sitcom or a movie.
In my mind,
maybe.
It was like a Netflix movie starring KJ Apa and I don't know who else does those kind of movies. What's that crazy movie he's doing at the moment where he's like Shania Twain is his mum or something?
It's like a full Christian one. It's called I Still Believe. I know right now that it's on video on demand. Hi, Brinley.
Oh, Brinley's in this podcast now.
It's on video on demand early because of the movies, you know, had to shut it down.
Brinley. She's gone. Did you love that slow walk across my screen? We will upload that clip teaser.
That's the teaser video. Should we put the theme song in right now? Because I thought we missed a little.
Cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
And welcome along to this week's episode of The Male Gaze.
The Male Gaze. I wonder if that'll sync up once they sync these two separate recordings.
For those who don't know, who are listening to this in the future or are listening to this in the past, Eli and I, if you are listening to this in the past, wash your hands. But if you are...
Yeah, please.
Please. A
close
pandemic
the borders now.
It's January 2011 and close
Parliament.
The borders.
Scream, close the borders.
Eli and I are recording this from our separate houses. We are in isolation. It is the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020, and I'm loving it.
I think we've both lucked out in our situations. I know that there's people out there who are now forced into quarantine with people they've just started relationships with. I know someone who's had a hookup hi, Michael.
Now my boyfriend's walking into the back of the podcast. Beautiful. For those who are just listening to this, Eli and I are recording this on Zoom because we might upload it as a visual podcast, maybe. Which would just be us
and I think
looking at our own faces and adjusting our hair.
Yeah. I think the best part will be the moment where we say, cue the theme song, and then sit in silence for 5 seconds. That's the best visual part of the pod. I know people who've had, crazy things happen in their romantic life, and now they've either, ended up in isolation with that person, or they're in, separate... Now they've just got, at least a month to think about it. You know, big things have happened and now they've
really
knuckled down. Yeah. I can't name names and I can't, but
I want the gossip.
I reckon there's going to be a lot of saucy stories after this.
Far out. What is the most, I mean, there's obviously some like really obviously like dangerous situations to be in, but like in terms of just like fun ones for the podcast, what do you reckon it would be the worst situation to be in?
The worst would be like last week you moved into a flat with like seven other people that you were like, oh, this will be a fun adventure. Yeah. And now you're like, you cannot leave.
That's like my very first flat was in Wellington with, I was 18. Yeah, I was 18. Oh my God. I didn't know how to use a washing machine. I was living with two 24-year-olds and a 28 and two 28-year-olds. One was working for Plunkett. Like, it was wild. But I was very much like, this is a fun vibe, like living with randoms. But imagine living with them for 4 weeks. For me, I think the worst...
quarantined with them.
I think for me, the worst situation was like, imagine being with your partner and then being like, a week prior to COVID outbreak, just being like, is this working? And then you have that big fight.
That's happened to people. I've heard stories that people are now quarantining with people. That's happening.
It's a nightmare.
Shocking.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine you 18 years old. That's the thing as well. If you just move to a new city. Like, there are people who have to stay at the university hall that they're stuck in. And it's like a big empty university hall and stuff like that. It's crazy stuff.
I was thinking about the people who are like in camper vans around New Zealand who have to stay in their camper vans and they're not allowed to leave. They're not allowed to drive around. They have to stay in one location for 4 weeks inside their camper vans.
God, wow.
I can't.
That is my dad. All those... Have I told you my dad's buying a camper van?
Beautiful.
My dad, who famously loves cars, he sold his Subaru Impreza. So actually at the moment, I think he is carless. And he's so he's carless for the isolation period. And then he's going to buy a camper van. He wants to drive around New Zealand, do lots of little campy sites. That's his dream.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
What do you think this post-COVID world is going to be like?
I don't know. One thing I'm really excited to do, and I hope anyone else out there who's going to, like, if there's any chance of coming out of this with a little bit of money left over, what you got to do is every weekend go explore an element of New Zealand tourism and help revive our industry. So I'm excited to maybe, like, pick up a few places I haven't been.
Where would you go first? Stay in a hotel.
Maybe Rotovegas. Because I've never done a proper, like, stay in a full explore.
Yeah, you can't, stay in a nice hotel. You have to stay in, like, a terrible motel. Because those are the ones that will be closing. And they're the best
the ones you've got to keep alive.
Experience. My boyfriend and I did a trip to Taupo, and we stayed at this glorious, like, campy, terrible motel that had, like, a thermal pool spa out the back, which I love to think of how many people have had sex in. I just love to sit in that tub and just think, the amount of sex in this concrete spa pool. It's a beautiful thought.
That is gorgeous.
What have you been doing with your time?
So, I guess we got here Tuesday night. We installed... I've got Les Mills On Demand, which is my favourite streaming service. And to be honest, yesterday it was...
Write it down.
In the morning yesterday, we were just in bed watching different Les Mills classes to try and choose which one to do later in the day. just watching people do Shabam.
Are they just like the classes that they play on the TVs in the gyms?
Yes, but here's what's iconic about these ones. They're filmed kind of worldwide. So we did a Shabam Top 40 workout on the garden yesterday. Both, like, if any footage was taken, it would be the worst. We looked so bad. But what they do is it's in Stockholm, and then it's in Auckland, and then it's in Sydney, and then it's in America.
So it can film you doing it?
No, it didn't film me, but if anyone did film me, it would be terrible. But the actual footage is, like, worldwide. So I think when they shot it, people went to a class, and they got live broadcasts of people working out in, like, Berlin, London, Stockholm, and then you'd do one song in Auckland, and then it would throw to the next place. So you're kind of touring the world as you do the workout.
Who in their right mind turns up for a Les Mills workout routine video shoot?
Legends, stone cold legends, and they're loving it. The craziest part of the classes is that sometimes the teachers will talk to people in the class by name, even though it's like, I'm watching this from home, I don't know who Marie is, but they'll be like, yeah, Marie, nice straight legs.
How can I access Les Mills on demand?
Well, I don't know if I get a maximum. I'll give you my password. I don't know if there's a maximum amount of screens.
And I'll give you my password. I'll give you my password for my small community gym videos.
Yeah, great.
It's like them working out with like a couple of kids running through. Like, there's a dog sometimes like walks into shot. Like, it's so... It's shot off an iPad. It's just beautiful stuff.
Beautiful.
But I actually did post. I was embarrassed to do it, but then I did it anyway because this whole thing has made me just like completely re-engage with my Instagram in a completely different way. But I did post like a sped up workout video, which is just like thrilling.
I watched it. Beautiful stuff.
But mainly was to support my gym, who just wanted to be like, they are one of those businesses that could just absolutely close at the end of this disastrous thing. And to be like, the fact that they're like, they're renting out their gym equipment to members.
That's so nice.
It's so sweet. And so I was like, I should support them.
I've got two dumbbells, which can hold a maximum of 8 kg. And
where'd you get those from?
Only one can hold 8 kg at a time. They were just in the garage here. So that's all I've got. And I was getting really jealous of all your stuff, actually.
I've got a full kit and caboodle. I'm going to work on my ass. I'm going to get ripped for...
Yeah, that's sick.
I don't know. Part of me is like, minus the deadly disease, like, I feel like there should be a month lockdown in every country around the world once a year.
Yeah. Yeah. You should kind of treat it like a holiday, right?
Yeah, and it's just like, take some pressure off the climate, take some pressure off your bank account. I mean, it's terrible for businesses. Yeah. It is terrible. It's truly terrible for businesses. But apart from
there could be an extra
that,
pressure on your bank account.
Yeah. Just start a business and fold it within the year, which is just beautiful.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What else is going on in your life? Fact of the gay, should we do that? I mean, I haven't even thought of one.
Yeah. No, I looked one up just before.
Oh,
in between,
of course you did.
In between one of our failed records and this, I looked up a really interesting one. Because of all the medical stuff that's going on, first though, I looked up what's going on with, you know how there was like rumors that maybe taking PrEP could help protect against coronavirus?
Oh, yes.
Or they're just like looking into like, can any HIV drugs help against, there's nothing yet, so don't think you can just take PrEP and then go hook up.
Don't be hooking up right now.
Yeah, I did go onto the Reddit thread. There was a Reddit thread of people being like, are we allowed to hook up? And I was like, No, guys, you're
it's
not.
It's purely a time to send nudes. Like, if you love sending nudes, now is the time.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to get very good at cam and get us to that. Huge month for cybersex. Do you like Doja Cat? Do you like her song Cybersex? Do you like Doja Cat?
You're kind of cutting out a little bit, but you're still staying with me, and I don't know who's this artist you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. She's got that TikTok song that's like, baby, daddy, no, it's an epithet, it's an epithet, and then I say so. Nah.
She's got a TikTok song. Nothing. Who are you? She has a TikTok song.
Well, I think she's a good rapper, good singer who's going big on TikTok. Anyway, what I want to talk about, the fact of the game is about John E. Fryer, MD. Born 1937, died 2003. But in 1972, people think he really turned the tide in the US in terms of the homosexual law reform.
Oh.
They had a 1972 annual meeting on the panel, like a panel on psychiatry, friend or foe to the homosexual, a dialogue. So it was kind of like for people to talk about psychiatry and homosexuality, so they could talk about it not being a sickness, you know, and make sure that idea came through. But problem was it was really hard to track down. They like could get psychiatrists on and they could get people who were gay on, but they struggled to find a gay psychiatrist to come on because everyone was too worried. Like if they openly said they were gay, that might affect their work. And this
guy, your boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, psychologist, not psychiatrist, but I don't really know the difference.
I bet he does.
He definitely does the difference.
Do you not have a hole in my glue throughout this whole podcast, by the way?
It's really cute. It's a lovely little bottle. It looks like it could be nail polish remover.
A little bit of physical really comedy for the people watching the video.
You've been doing a great physical bit in your felting videos where you put your hand behind the felt. That really tickles me, Chris.
Keep going with your facts.
So he was a gay psychiatrist, but he'd lost a whole bunch of previous jobs when people found out that he was gay. Including one person that would go with it, and they said, if you were gay and not flamboyant, we would keep you. If you were flamboyant and not gay, we would keep you. But since you're both gay and flamboyant, we cannot keep you. They let him go from this job. And that person apparently was in the front row of this panel. So to speak on the panel, he put on a like crazy mask. And if you look up Johnny Fryer, you can see the mask that he wore to give his address. And he called himself Dr. Henry Anonymous. It's a terrifying mask. It's like a joke mask. People called it a Richard Nixon mask, but it doesn't specifically look like Richard Nixon. It looks like a crazy face with scars down it and a big afro, kind of like a spooky clown.
Wow. But then
apparently a really, really powerful, amazing speech, and that, and people credit it as one of the things that turned the tide.
Wow. So I love the choice of a mask. And I love the fact that he went out and bought the mask from some probably like First Scene or Look Sharp kind of shop. And, you know, it was like,
I don't reckon they had First Scene or Look Sharp back in 1972.
But they would have had a costume hype. Yeah,
yeah, they would have. They must have. Yeah, come on. I guess you're right.
They were wearing wigs in the 70s, Eli.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, what are you,
I'm loving watching you pick at your sock at the moment.
It's my mic, but I've covered my mic in a sock.
Which producer Tim told us to do. So that's not,
I'm not just a psycho, yeah. How do you reckon you're gonna like, do you have any goals coming out of this lockdown?
I don't know if I've quite figured them out yet.
How do you think you're gonna
I think I'm gonna find it really hard about halfway through. I'm projecting a week three. You know, like the Edinburgh Fringe Festival? I'm projecting a real week three drop in mood.
I reckon everyone's going to have that.
Yeah. By the way, I pulled out of the Edinburgh Fringe just before, so that's good news.
So did I. Yeah. So please do not book tickets.
Do not. You can't come. I want to do really long runs. I want to go running in a proper way, and so I've been extending every day.
Cry.
I did a 50-minute.
Help. I want to get into really long runs.
The other day I did one like it must have been Monday night, maybe like after the lockdown had been announced. That night I went for a big long run and it rained that night, and then I was crying a little bit on my run, and I was like running and it was crying, but you couldn't see because it was just like water down my face.
Beautiful.
So that's how I'm going to cope.
You must be good because in like Warkworth there would be not a lot of people around, right?
No, yeah. Yeah, no, not at all. Like the street that we're on, there's probably, I don't know, 11 houses along like a 2 kilometer road, you know. Gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I know how most of my friends will react throughout this, like how they'll get, where they'll get to. But you're one that I'm like, you could go either way.
As in being getting really on top of it or having a full meltdown.
That's it.
Yeah.
But I feel like most people might, I reckon we're going to see a lot of this, you know?
Yeah.
We do have.
Maybe I'll finally.
You go.
Maybe I'll finally work out my like online brand. Like, I don't think I've ever nailed what my Instagram stories are, or just not like consistently posted enough to like really establish who I am in that world, you know? So maybe I'll finally figure that out.
And I think that's a really important pursuit. I'm going to look into giving more to charities, I think. And
fuck you.
I'm going to read more, and I'm going to finally learn Chinese Mandarin. It's just been something that's always been on my list. And I'm just going to tick that off. My list is...
And imagine learning it 1 month.
Can you imagine what our dear friend, your ex, Bryn Lee's doing in this whole thing? Do you want to guess?
Cooking and baking a lot and, like, yeah. I don't know, watching a lot of weird YouTube videos.
That's it. You've got all three. Bang, bang, bang.
She better be watching The Tiger Show, though. She'll love that. Have you watched any of The Tiger Show?
I think we're going to watch it as a... I think we're going to watch it as a flat.
Yeah, great.
Is that the latest, like, doco on Netflix that everyone's kind of loving?
It's, I guess it's the new, like, Wild Wild Country. But it is crazy footage because there's just multiple sites of people who own hundreds of tigers and they just run around with the tigers and hug the tigers and then...
Wow.
And it's like no one is a good person. There's no true villain, no true hero. From what I've seen so far, I'm only two episodes in. But wow. So good.
Oh, I was like, I definitely want to see, like, we've watched in our flat for the last 3 nights every Austin Powers movie.
Great.
Yeah. So the first one.
Can you rank them for me? Yeah.
Yeah, I can. So the first one, Austin Powers. I can't remember what its name is.
Man of Mystery.
Man of Mystery. I would say that one holds up the best. The probably most unfortunate part of it is that Will Ferrell is completely doing brownface in it, without a doubt.
Oh, forget that. Yeah, with that little hat.
Austin and Elizabeth Hurley and Dr. Evil, like, great characters. There's some hilarious gags, and everything's kind of being set up. The Spy Who Shagged Me, I think, falls slightly, in my opinion. I don't like Fat Bastard. The jokes are not funny. They were hilarious to me as, like, an 11-year-old, and now you're just like, he's just like, I'm fat, I ate a baby, I do shits. Like, it's disgusting.
It's pretty bad.
It's so bad, it's so lazy. It definitely is probably the most, like, problematic of the three, but then also it coincided with us being the most anxious watching it. And then Goldmember is, like, a real return to form for the films, I reckon. And Beyonce obviously is in it. It has that amazing opening with Britney Spears. Some great jokes.
Yeah, I love the opening to Goldmember. It's so funny.
All three movies have the same structure. Like, they're identical
and all the
films.
Same jokes.
But it was just kind of like a, it just kind of like, I remember it was a movie that everyone watched. Like, it was huge. Yeah. Like, it was bigger than anything,
you know,
right?
What? The first one was a box office bomb. Did you know that was a home video success?
Wow.
So that's, yeah. I think it's the same with, like, Zoolander and even Anchorman. They kind of died in the cinemas and then went huge when they were on video DVD.
I remember my sister went to go see Goldmember at the cinema, like, and everyone was going to go see Goldmember. Like, and it looks like a very expensive movie. It's just so weird to see Beyonce acting with Mike Myers. It's just like, I do not understand.
Especially because she's 19 in that film.
Yeah.
And they play it up like she's, like, mid-30s.
Yeah,
they talk about how they had a relationship 10 years ago. It's like, okay, she was fully 9. It's crazy.
It's wild.
You know what? Here's what's wild to me, hearing you say that. I have always thought, and I haven't watched them all recently, but I've always gone Spy Who Shagged Me number 1.
Yeah.
Man of Mystery number 2. And Goldmember the worst.
That's so interesting.
I love Heather Graham. I think Heather Graham is the funniest.
Heather Graham is unbelievable. She's the best in.
She's so
out
good.
Of all the women in that film, Heather Graham is my favorite. Who's? Oh, Beyonce. She's better than Beyonce for sure.
Elizabeth Hurley's pretty good, but
she just looks a bit uncomfortable in some scenes. But you know what? What's really obvious this time watching it is, you know, the scene where he's, like, walking around the background. And I've got a low battery, so we're going to have to tie this podcast up soon.
Great.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. You know when he's, like, walking around the house naked and then they're, like, holding up props to cover his genitals?
Yes.
Rewatching it, you can see Elizabeth Hurley watching the monitor that has, like, a playback so that she can, like, sync everything up. And she's, like, not acting. She's just focusing so hard on trying to obscure Mike Myers. And you can see his, like, cock sock throughout the whole thing. It's like, I remember, it's a kid watching it being like, there's nothing more genius than this part of the film. And watching it back, I was like, this is so badly done.
The thing that made me laugh the most when I rewatched Spy Who Shagged Me recently was all the dick jokes about the flying space shuttle.
They're so good. That
is so funny.
They're still so funny.
On and on. So good.
I love that people are watching great movies and stuff, and I've watched the three Austin Power films. But they have brought me a lot of joy.
Yeah. We watched 10 Things I Hate About You with my flat just before I left. And God, I love that. The soundtrack is gorgeous. The performances are great. Everything is amazing. A lot of problematic content, but also a lot of fun.
Who cares?
Julia Stiles here.
Oh, I love Julia Stiles. Oh, and Heath Ledger. She's so good. Singing Heath down Ledger's the stairs. Gorgeous. So good.
I know. Doing this weird Australian accent that's not quite an Australian. It's like some kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
The paintball hay kiss is so hot. Like, that was the only... That was like... I just remember watching it thinking, there's nothing more I want in this world than to kiss Heath Ledger.
Oh, I thought you were going to say then to go to that paintball place.
There's nothing more I want in this world than to sling balls of paint. Like, that's the weirdest part of it, right? Uh-oh. Am I going? Am I still here?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a.
I reckon I'm on. I reckon this podcast is on death's door. We need to wrap this up now.
Do you want to say a queen of the week quickly?
Okay, my
Susie
queen
Wiles.
Susie Wiles. Oh my god, I love her more than she is doing a phenomenal job.
She's so good, eh? Beautiful.
I really want to learn. I really want to do her like an impression of her eventually. Like her brilliant. Have you seen that spin-off video where she's like, "Stay at home." Like, she's got that amazing little accent. For those international listeners, Susie Wiles is our Dr. Susie Wiles. Is this scientist? I was going to say, like...
Yeah.
Well, she's probably got a more specific term, but she's the one who's, like, really, like... She's on every chat show in the morning. She's doing, like, all the Q&As. She's answering all our questions. And she's doing, like, all the kind of communications to old people and boomers to be like, this is serious. And
I love her whole vibe of being, like... She's like, you can break the rules if you want, but guess what? We'll be in quarantine for longer if you do that, sucker.
And what I love about her as well is her vibe is like, she seems like a character actor from like SVU, like, CSI. Like, that's what you imagine the crazy scientist with like the pink hair in the science lab to look like. And then we actually have one. It's like, what a blessing.
What a hero. Who were you going to say as Queen of the Week before we got talking about Susie?
Oh, like Elizabeth Hurley, because I'd forgotten about her, but she's done nothing for COVID-19. I'd say Elizabeth Hurley has been anything but like silent on the issue.
You know what I'm going to watch? I'm going to watch Bedazzled, though. Do you love that movie?
That's what we're going to watch next.
Oh, really? They've got it on DVD here at this house. They've got a lot of DVDs. I can't wait to dive.
You've got a DVD? Mate, you're sitting on gold.
I know.
Look what I found.
And welcome back to what I'm sure is a...
I wonder if it stopped recording when I started manically taking camera photos of the screen.
could have been part of it. Maybe you knocked it or something.
Anyway, it's my microphone stopped recording. So we're just going to pick this up from where we left off. And we were talking about Patti LuPone's basement.
Yeah, it's a beautiful video she's posted to Twitter. If anyone, and what did she say? You deserve to see it. Here's my basement or something. Or like some of you have asked.
Yeah, some of you have been asking. So she did like, she's done three videos now. They're all manic. She seems like she's high on drugs, a lot of alcohol. Yeah. But like in better spirits than ever.
I love it. She's like, this piano is $17,000.
She's like, we don't have time. Here's my cassettes. Okay, so I have a ping pong. I have to play the ping pong ball. Oh, I hate ping pong. Hate Twitter. What even is Twitter? What the fuck is Twitter? She's so aggressive every time. She would, honestly, she's one person I think I would be really afraid to do this, like, bubbling with. Because I feel like every morning you wouldn't know what mood she would be in. And you'd just be lying in bed being like...
No, yeah, it should be hot.
I'm scared to see Patty. I don't know what mood she's going to be in. She's going to make me listen to the cassettes again.
Please let me play pinball.
Yeah. Anyway,
she got so many cassettes.
So many. But when she listed them, I was like, oh, yeah, this, we're doing our famous thing where we never tie up our podcast. So we'll tie it up now. But we don't have to do this once a week.
Because we actually are so busy.
Yeah, I'm flat off my feet. I have got things to do. I'm actually thinking about felting as we speak. But this doesn't have to be once a week. We could do this twice a week, Eli.
I think so too. I've definitely got the time. I've got the space. I'm available. I'm available to you and to our listeners.
Your internet lagged as you said that, and you were like, I'm available. Okay. I feel like
this has been magic. This experience has been perfect.
And it's been seamless, which is great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay safe out there, planet Earth.
Wash your hands. Stay inside. We love you all. And talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.